The major attraction of working for Cambridge is, as so many people here, it's the people we work with. It's the students, it's the staff, the academic staff, the support staff, just everybody. Really, I find very, very motivated, very exciting, and very challenging, but in the right way. People really care. They care about what they do. And that, to me, is the real excitement. Like so many people, I had no idea I would end up here. I had no idea I would spend the rest of my life as I am, really enjoying it. But one of the most rewarding aspects is that because of the interaction with the people, because there are always new challenges. Right now we're worrying about the financial challenges, as everybody in the world is. There's always different ways of interpreting what we do, new challenges to be faced, and most importantly, with a group of people who are supportive, interesting, challenging in their own way as well. And that's what makes Cambridge so unique for me. And I can't really, I suppose, not say anything about the buildings. We're so lucky too, with this wonderful architecture, which has been here for the 800, well, not quite, but all of these years. So we're very lucky in that way too.
I think I'm very lucky to have a role where I get such a broad view of what goes on in the university. Being in central administration, where I am, working with the people I work with, I do see a lot of what goes on. Even if I'm not involved with it directly, I get a sense of what's going on at the highest level, and that's interesting. It's always interesting as well to be in touch with all these different extremely intelligent people who come to Cambridge, they're all from all different areas, obviously, all different subject areas, just interacting with people from all over the world is really interesting, even if it's only by telephone and email. It still gives you a feeling that there's a big world out there, even though the university can seem insular at times. Actually, I have a role which goes beyond that, I think, and I think I'm very lucky.
I've been working in this particular institute. I've been working for the university for 16 years, and this particular institute for 9 years now. I like it because it's a very happy institute. We all get on very well together. It's a multicultural institute. You meet people from different countries speaking different languages on every corner, and it's great because we all get along really well together, and we all work really well together, and I think it's a nice place to work. We try to make that atmosphere, you know, a helpful and fun atmosphere.
I really enjoy working in human resources at the university. It's always extremely varied and challenging, and I work with a really great group of people. I have a close relationship with my school, and therefore, because I have a good understanding of the issues within the school, I can really try and help them get under the skin of the issues and look at ways in which we can recruit and retain the best possible staff, and also look at HR initiatives which are interesting and provide a good range of benefits to employees, so that Cambridge University is a popular and competitive employer, not just in Cambridge, but nationally and internationally as well.
I love the fact that my days are not the same. I love the fact that every day a student brings in a query that I've never heard before. It's always exciting, and I think the rewards of working with students and watching them growing in confidence and independence is extremely high. So I enjoy love working here.
It's a very interesting university in many ways, A, because of the way it operates with its college system, but in addition to that, it has a number of very impressive people around here, which you can always tap into expertise in almost any aspect of work. I happen to work in highly multidisciplinary activities, which involve right the way from molecular biology or biological science, right way through to physics and electronics. And therefore, having all this expertise within one organisation, within about 10 miles of where we're sitting right now, is very, very helpful for that type of activity. In addition to that, of course, the university has a major international role to play. Again, something I appreciate because I spend a lot of my time travelling overseas to see what other activities in biotechnology have been perfected elsewhere in the world. And we bring that back to Cambridge, and of course we then also take it out as well. So it's a two-way interaction with the rest of the world. And that's the one thing I appreciate most of all, the fact that it's an international university rather than a parochial or national one.
With my background, I enjoy seeing the benefit of the work. My previous career was an engineer, a long career as an engineer, so it was hands-on. And at the end of the day, or the end of a job, you could be satisfied in creating something and walk away thinking, yeah, I've done a nice job there. And I find that with gardening to some extent, that you can mow a lawn one way or you can mow it another way, but if you're pleased with the outcome, you can walk away at the end of the day and be pleased with the work. I wonder where you heard that from. Yes, that keeps me fit, yes. Yes, we do quite a lot of ballroom and Latin dancing, yes. Certainly once, twice a week. Got a dance coming up this weekend, actually. Yes.